value for me, but also for everybody around me, because I'm highly invested in where I'm at myself, to make sure that this is, you know, a reasonable operation at the same time, plus it's safe people.
So you would always be available there for any sort of issue, maintenance issue, sewer, water, whatever.
Absolutely. Speaking of sewer issues, the other thing we ran into was trying to figure out how to make this where it was 100% functional and reliable. This is not a project that just kind of came up overnight. This is something we've been working on. I got with Bradley with Taney County Sewer and worked with them, and I've been working with them in Toth Engineering also for the last year and about a year now, I guess, with connecting to this line. So in case you guys aren't aware, Big Bear Resort, Big Bear Estate, which is another area of subdivision here, all have been in their own treatment plants, has been for years, and Taney County took over the sewer plant, but they're currently actually running a pressure line that runs along this highway, and again, that's why you saw the raw dirt. It's actually coming right up through here, and with the cooperation of Bradley over Taney County Sewer, we are actually putting in a full grinder pump system that will actually manage those seven spaces efficiently.
How big is the grinder pump, or the tank?
He calls it a simplex system that's supposed to handle that.
I'm trying to understand that if approved, you would go to a planning and zoning commission or a meeting to approve this actual product or project. But your intent is to comply with the rest of these sections. The only one that you're requesting a variance on is the size. So you're still going to meet the density. You're
absolutely
still going to meet the site width, the setbacks, and some of that?
Absolutely.
And a concern that I had was there was an amazing row of trees that came right through here. You can see them in the picture. Those were removed due to the whole sewer project. But it's going to be very important to me, mainly as a resident, but for all the rest of the residents, to make this as private as possible. So it'll be really important for me to also put a new growth there to create kind of a buffer. So
there'll be a natural barrier.
And again, with it being commercial on all sides, unless
Johnny Morris plans to build some type of resort or something here, there's no houses on any of these sides here. There's no current projects that I'm aware of.
Just out of curiosity, and something that just occurred to me is the, do we know what the contour lines and what that elevation would be?
For the property itself?
Yeah.
It's actually almost level.
I mean, as far as what is height, what the 930,
We are definitely above the floodplain.
It's got to be way above 930.
Yeah, it's way above. It's way above.
It's 950
floodplain.
Okay. I'm not sure what it is.
It's headed up the hill.
I know it's up the hill because right now that area is underwater.
I want to say that our floodplain actually runs and stops about right here.
Okay.
If it got past here, it's running over the dam.
Right,
so
right. So it's in excess of 932.
Oh, absolutely.
I can pull up the floodplain layer.
That's a good question.
But again, make sure that I answered that question that you asked, Corey. Yes, the only thing that I'm asking to change is the variance on the lot size.
Okay.
And then there's a whole other process after this.
Okay. So it looks like it's, like you said, well above it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you can see the little road that they have got cut in right now. See that right there at the corner right there?
Yep.
That's at 932.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, I was driving to it this morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, do we have any additional information?
I think that's all I have.
Okay. Do we have anybody that would like to speak? remind everybody that that we'd need to limit any of this to 5 minutes per
Certainly.
Person.
We'll try to do that. You bet.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this matter. As a property owner in Branson Canyon, not only represent myself, but many, all of the owners, in fact. In fact, I think a letter from Branson Canyon owners was submitted to the board. I hope you have that. Some 60-some properties, and nearly all of the owners signed and endorsed that letter of opposition to this variance on several key points, and I won't copy all of those key points. You have the letter. But two or three that I did want to emphasize. One particularly is that as owners and investors in that property, we have a good faith understanding in the ordinances and in the standards that the county sets forth, and we rely on that. We bank on that, literally, that those would be upheld and maintain certain property standards to protect that investment. So we're counting on that. We know when people... When the planners and county commissioners put these ordinances into place originally, people a lot smarter than myself came up with the reasons for that. And they established some pretty good reasons, we think, why 3 acres should be a minimum. And in fact, a lot of the RV parks that you see are larger than 3 acres. I don't know what the average is, but it may be in the 5 to 10 acre range. And the folks that established that ordinance already established that there is probably an average size. 3 was at the bottom of that acceptable range as a bare minimum. This request, one of my points, is quite a bit below that, a third of that minimum, or 33% of that minimum. So that seems rather extreme. It's not marginal. It's not like it's just a tenth of an acre less. It's considerably less. So I think there were good reasons that they established that 3 acre point, and I'd like for the board to consider that, certainly. So, another key point is to emphasize the greater good for the greater number of people. Staff read your ordinance a while ago, and one of the key words that stood out was detriment to the common good. As a lot of these rental homes in Branson Canyon are run by small businesses, the impact on those businesses and on those rental homes could be, we're concerned, could be extreme, and would not only impact the many owners in that area, but the tax revenues off of those properties, the potential of future development. Certainly if myself and other owners in recent years had known that there might be an RV park across the street, that might have affected our decision to buy property in this area. So there could be a pretty large ripple effect. Might benefit one individual, but we're concerned that it could have a detrimental effect on a large number of people. So for those reasons, and there's several others, and we have some other speakers who will bring some other reasons to you, but for those reasons, we would humbly, but I guess emotionally and fervently request that you deny this variance. We do not see it as a positive for this area. Any questions?
Sir, can you state your name for us?
I'm sorry, Jim Stuffelbean. Jim.
Thank you.
I own 220 Foggy Bay Lane. And 195 Foggy Bay Lane.
Jim, out of curiosity, if this were a 3 acre lot, would you still be here opposing it?
We would. You would. Yes. And we will at the next hearing, for the same reasons. Yes.
We
think it's a detrimental use and detrimental to our property values in the area, even though there is Big Bear right down the street.
But even if it were 3 acres, you would still be opposing it.
Correct. Yes.
Even with the density being half the number that, or less than half, that could be per acre.
Yes, we're opposed to the idea of an RV park across the street from Branson Canyon, okay. Regardless of size and.
Just because it's an RV park?
Because it's an RV park at that location, we're very concerned that it would be detrimental to the property values on the other side of the street and future development, on up the street, on the road. Yes.
And if I heard correctly, you stated that you felt the 3 acres was for good reason, and even myself, I'm unclear what the reason of the 3 acres is. Do you know why it's minimum 3 acres?
When the original planners and commissioners established 3 acres, it had to be for a reason. I doubt that it was arbitrary. And I think the assumption is that it was based on an average reasonable size for an RV park. And to prevent 1 acre pop-up RV park, anybody that has a 1 acre backyard would start an RV park. And in addition to that, I mean, that's one reason we see that approval of this would set an unfortunate and potentially dangerous precedent that a lot of other 1 acre RV parks could be popping up. You could end up with 10 of these down P Highway, down toward the lake, and we think that would be extremely detrimental to our properties for sure, and development in that area. So that's our.
Where's the area that you said that for future development?
Well, Branson Canyon has a phase two that is planned that is in this area. I'm not sure the exact boundaries of that, and we know that as mentioned earlier, Johnny Morris owns property here, potential. Commercial development or housing, we believe, would be the most likely development there. I'm not sure exactly what the zoning would allow in that area, but.
But this is for, currently, it's basically nightly rentals?
Correct. Most of that area is, yes, the entire Branson Canyon is zoned as nightly rentals.
So it's not, it has nothing to do with residential homeowners and the impact of residential, but it's for the nightly rentals.
Branson Canyon are high-end homes that are rented, and folks rent those homes for the seclusion, the wooded scenery and setting of that area, and for all the right reasons. We're afraid that this development across the street would be detrimental to that.
Have a negative impact. I wasn't watching the clock.
I'm sorry.
But we've moved right past it.
Thank you.
Thank you for your input. Is there somebody else that would like to speak? And I apologize. Could you state your name, please?
Yes, my name is Scott Roberts, and I own 5 homes in the Branson Canyon development. I have a question before I bring my points. If a variance is granted, would that variance be restricting to 7 spaces, or would that variance be just you can have a RV park on this 1 acre, and then in the future, do you understand the question?
I asked that question of the landowner, and he said that there would be no more than 7. There would not be any storage. There would not be other spots, and we can put that in the record.
Okay, because my concern, there's turnover in these areas, and there could be a future person that owns that, and they have, and it's zoned for an RV park, and I
we
don't
can
know.
Restrict that to 7 spots.
Okay. So a couple other things that I'd like to bring up. Again, I think all of these people here, if you guys are owners, if you can raise your hand. And there's 55 of the 60 homes in Branson Canyon that have signed the paper that you have, the opposing this. And the couple things that I wanted to bring out, one is the issue of tax revenue. My 5 homes, it's about $18,000 a year in the tax, property tax. Because it's a vacation rental, not as residential, is why a lot of that revenue is that way. And then the state taxes that we pay because of the rental taxes, all of these are at risk because of if property values go down. And if you multiply that out by 60, we're talking about $200,000 or so in taxes that are generated from the Branson Canyon subdivision that could be negatively impacted by having this is right as the guests come in,